Hey, folks, welcome to the special program. I'm doing a special program. Yeah, I know it has an odd name. It's called Cow Chips. Yes, Cow Chips from Space in more ways than one. It's true than more ways than one. It is truly Cow Chips. I know you think, I know you think Cow Chips as in turd chips. This is definitely crap, though, folks. By the way, this little bit is brought to you by Set Me Free, Please. This is just another one of those things that will help you understand why you need to absolutely set yourself free and your family free. We've got to prepare for our future. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. We have to make sure that we can, well, take care of our homes and everything for our children and everything else. And we need a plan. The left kills us because they work the plan and we don't. We need to make sure we work the plan. And we have a plan to set you free. That's at setmefreeplease.com. Setmefreeplease.com. You're simply going to go to the site, fill out some simple information, and we're going to give you a phone call. Don't be surprised if you get a text from me and it'll say, yeah, it's really Jovan, it's me, I'm reaching out to you. But we've got to help each other out of this mess. And folks, we are in a mess. Do not take that as something that's not true. Anyway, here's what's going on out there. Thomas Massie, he's a representative, he released that hidden in this week's omnibus bill, right? Big old packages as they put them through. It says that lobbyists got $15 million to implement electronic tracking of all cattle in the United States. It goes on to say no law authorizes this. He says it will be used by the Green Agenda to limit beef production and by the corporate meat oligopoly to dominate small ranchers. He does a footnote to it, a little clip of the screen that he adds with it, a screenshot. And that screenshot basically says that the agreement directs the department to continue to provide tags and related infrastructure needed to comply with the federal animal disease traceability rule, including no less than $15 million for electronic identification, EID tags, and related infrastructure needed for stakeholders to comply with the proposed rule of use of electronic identification ear tags in cattle and bison, should that agreement be finalized. So I want to tell you, one, this is very, very much true. Let's step back just a bit on what's going on here. You have to understand one of the things that's going on with the Biden administration is they're doing a reverse land grab. I want to tell you a little bit of history first because you'll understand the magnitude, and in this case, the order of magnitude, of why our country is so great. One thing that is exceptionally unique to the United States of America and its founding is in our country, the minerals, gold, silver, platinum, whatever the case may be, is the property, not of the government, but of the people. That's very key. If you were to look at any other time in history, any other time in history or other countries, the government, the country, owns the minerals in the ground. It's just like, well, in the UK, the government owns the deer, owns the rabbits, the quail, the pigeons, whatever the case may be. One of the things that made the United States of America so great is the absolute fact that if you wanted to get out and you wanted to mine on your own, you could do it. It did not matter where you came from, whether you were poor or rich or black or white or anything. It just did not matter. Hell, you could be crippled, fat, skinny, didn't matter. If you were willing to get out and dig through the dirt or work through the rivers or whatever the case may be, and you found mineral wealth, right? That mineral wealth became yours. And all it was judged on was the prudent man's theory, meaning, are you willing to put in the time and work to get it? And when you find that wealth, that gold, that silver, that platinum, could be whatever it is, it's only when you take that mineral and you monetize it, in other words, you're trading it for cash or equivalent or whatever, it is at that time that you pay tax on it. That law that went into effect, which is called the Mining Act of 1872, is actually still in play in the United States of America right now. And because so many people did the various gold rushes, first gold in the United States of America, of all places, was found in Georgia. Most people do not know that. The big crushes of gold, you had the gold in the Colorados and the Rocky, Cripple Creek, etc. And then there was a bigger deposit found at Sutter's Mill in California. Everybody ran out west. But gold's all across our great country. It created so many things. It put the railroads across America, created Wells Fargo, created our mail service, created family fortunes that end up becoming things like Miller's Outpost, if you remember them, Levi Jeans, etc. A lot of it comes out of the American gold rush. Now, since the Obama era, and that's ERA and ERROR, the system has been steadily trying to get all of that land back under government control because the government doesn't want you going out there on your own and finding a fortune. They just don't. Also part of this is they have been corralling these public lands out there, trying to get them back into the true government trust. See, they're in trust for the people. But they've been trying to get it back into the government trust to block the people out. What they want to do is this is part of the play to stop independent mineral wealth in the United States, to stop mining, whether it be coal, oil, whatever the case may be. We have places across the United States of America, folks. You can walk in the valleys and the canyons, and you'll have 2 and 3 foot veins of coal just running right down the canyon. It's all over the place. They don't want energy freedom. They don't want energy independence. They just basically want to control everything we have and do. But additionally to it, as they take this land out of circulation, it is one of the single largest industries that it affects. There's two that it affects simultaneously. Number one is it affects the cattle industry, where cattle ranchers can have big land leases to the Bureau of Land Management, etc., and let the cattle run and graze. Free food, free feed, get it? At the same time, the Biden administration is working to repeal, to do away with, as they shrink this down, with Americans' rights to hunt and fish on public lands. Of course, it's all about saving the one-eyed Iranian, one-armed beetle kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's always under the guise of, we're going to help you, we're going to do it. And it's just like this one that we're going to talk about. This comes under an act for animal disease traceability. We'll get into it in a moment. So they're removing these lands. Now, if this is part of a squeeze down on our food supply, on our rights, on our freedoms, on our liberties, then you understand the play that could be done when it comes to our cattle industry. And this is where this message came from today, literally, where Thomas Massie put this out and he says, hey, look, in this omnibus bill, they've appropriated $15 million to electronic tracking. Well, look, I dived into it, folks. I want to let you know, it's actually a lot more than just $15 million. When you look in the scope of how it can be shifted back and forth, they literally have more than you can imagine. Now, let's just kind of play this out, okay? The Oklahoma Farm Report actually started writing on this. They put out a report a few days ago talking about the 2024 funding for USDA and the FDA included in part one of what's called the Consolidated Appropriations Act. You have to understand how much power the USDA and the FDA have. And so they kind of released this bill. I want to let you know it's 1,092 pages. 1,092 pages. The House Appropriations Chairwoman, which is Kay Granger, is the one that released a statement after the package was out. She said, in recent years, spending on domestic priorities has skyrocketed, adding trillions to our national debt. The House Republican Conference made a commitment to change the trajectory of federal funding and put an end to wasteful spending, especially on initiatives that received billions of dollars outside the normal appropriations process. According to House Republicans, what happened here, just so you understand some of the highlights in this package and stuff, they rejected, selected, not elected, President Biden's proposal for 4,700 new FTEs. Now, you might not have heard that term before of an FTE, but an FTE is a human asset, a person, meaning a full-time equivalent. Yeah, Biden wants 4,700 new full-time employees at the USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. alone. Can you imagine that? It's nuts. And it also wants to ramp up staffing across the country in the USDA offices that work with producers in rural communities. I would remind you that the attack that is going on right now, and yes, I say an attack, the attack that's going on with the Amish folks and the Amish farmer in Pennsylvania is being managed by authority of the USDA. This is another weaponization. They are weaponizing our food, folks. Additionally, part of this big-ass bill where they want to take farmland, or should I say resource land, you know, we're grazing sheep, cattle, whatever the case may be, away from Americans. They want to be able to allot that to foreign ownership. They also want to continue to put more money into agricultural research, rural broadband, rural water infrastructure, and animal and health plant programs, which sounds great. Which sounds great, but it's a double-edged sword. I'll give you an example. In California, they just released a million trout fry. That means little bitty baby trout. And for some reason, hundreds of thousands of them died when they released them. Let me see if I can find that story for you. Because I think what you're going to see is you're going to see this played back. You're going to see this played back. I'll give you the headlines. This came out in NBC News. And it says a large number of 830,000 salmon fry die after being released into a California river. You're always going to lose some of the babies, by the way. They said it was a thing called gas bubble disease as they went through a tunnel in a dam on the Klamath River. By the way, this project to release salmon on the Klamath River itself, Chinook salmon, by the way, is a $35 million project designed to bring up the salmon fry, and I'm a big fly fisherman, and this is great, up on the Salmon River. Now, I want to show you how they triangulate this to manipulate every one of us. Because this is how I'm going to tie it together, folks, and you need to understand how and why our government does the stuff they do. Remember I told you the headline is that an incredible amount of number of the salmon die had super large mortality because they had gas bubble disease as they went through a tunnel in a dam. Here's what you might not have been following on that. The Biden administration is currently undertaking a project to remove, in the United States of America, our hydroelectric dams. Yeah, you know the dams that generate power? The dams that generate power for many of the big cities? Well, they want to remove it. They want to remove it, saying it's damaging the habitats, it's damaging the fish and everything else, whatever the case may be. Now, let me connect this for you. The workaround has always been to have workarounds for the trout to be able to skirt around these hydro dams and these dams. Well, wouldn't you know it, in this first release from this new program, the vast majority of them die. You understand what's going on here. They're saying that, oh, it's another reason it's so bad we can't do workarounds. The extra bubbles in the water caused by the dam. Look, they killed the fish and we're supposed to bring the fish back up. Yeah, this was all by design. A super high mortality rate. I wouldn't be surprised if they said it was about water problems, too, although there are no indication it's water problems. But it is a 270-mile-long waterway that travels through Oregon and Northern California. Has coho and Chinook salmon come downstream from the dam. It is the Klamath River once was the third largest salmon-producing river on the West Coast. And they're saying that the dams are killing the fish. By the way, all of these fish can be replenished and done with hatcheries, and that's a good use of the money. But you got to understand they're using this environmental bent. And so now I'm going to jump back over to cattle. You're going to find continual events that you're going to see government behind that's always going to lend credence to their theory that we humans are the bad guys that are tanking things. And so, in fact, yes, there's right. There's 15 million. In fact, they probably have about $100 million they could access on this electronic tracking part. And as I said earlier, it's all under the Federal Animal Disease Traceability Rule. And so it has kind of double parts to it. It first falls under what's called the use of electronic identification ear tags as official identification in cattle and bison. Okay, why isn't it just a yellow tag or a green tag? Because they want it to be a trackable tag. So they need the electronic part of it. How they're justifying the electronic part of it, you got to remember, they're saying it's for your health. We don't want you to get a bad chicken or a bad cow. We got to save you. Well, okay, these government agencies administer, maladminister tons of money. If they wanted just a USDA tag, they could just put a tag on it, like the little blue stamp that comes on the meat supply when the USDA inspector, which is why they're all over Pennsylvania, oh, you can't have raw milk. It kills people. Yeah, back in the 1800s it did when that law came around, but I digress. It's really about tracking, and the way they're hooking it into the tracking is they say we have to do this for animal disease traceability. There's the real deal. So here's what this bill reads. We are proposing to amend the animal disease traceability regulations to require that ear tags applied on or after a date 6 months after the production of the Federal Register, it means you got to register your animals. And when there's a final rule, in other words, you're going to have 6 months to get this done once this proposed rule comes down. They're saying they need it to track disease, but when you get into it, they say they want to be able to know at all time the intrastate movements of cattle and bison. They are also proposing to clarify certain record retention and record access requirements and revise some requirements pertaining to the slaughter of cattle. See, they realize that there's a certain amount of ranchers out there that are in fact selling cattle locally and let people butcher their own, or they're butchering them. They're doing it outside the USDA. Remember, the pandemic backed up everything for years. Well, if you start connecting the dots and you understand what's going on, this is about how do they know where every single cattle is in the United States? They are enforcing it with state, federal, and tribal. It's going to be a requirement for veterinarians and livestock producers that if you want to continue to vet, you've got to report all animals not tagged, or you've got to reject, I'm not going to work on animals that are not tagged. Livestock producers, remember, there's auctions all across the United States, every single day of the United States, people buying cattle, whether it be McDonald's going in and buying by the truckload, or you decide you want one for your pasture, where they're making it a requirement that these be tagged. And they say that it is so they can respond quickly to high impact diseases or pandemics in the United States that might threaten the viability of United States cattle or bison. Anytime the government can monitor anything, the government can use it for no good. Here's what I'm concerned with. Right now, and you have to understand, my family is engaged in this business. And when I say engaged in this business, we have thousands and thousands of heads of livestock that range between Northern California and Oregon. When you're rounding up livestock on the range, it's not something you can do just willy-nilly. I mean, it is city slickers. You're going to go out and do a roundup, and you got to move these cattle. But there has never been an authentic way to know exactly how many head a rancher has. Now I'm going to drive you back 2 years, 8 months ago. 2 years, 8 months ago, I was doing programs on they're going to levy a tax. They're going to levy a tax on every cow, every pig, etc. We laughed about it, but I told you it was true, the cow fart tax, because they say that cows are a major contributor to the greenhouse gas effect. The government and all of the fact-checking organizations labeled that as totally false BS. But then as we've progressed, I've done many programs on it. I showed you, it's there. It's written right there. Now you have to understand, when we've got this push-pull going on, I question highly the 1.5 million acres of range land that has gone up in flames in Texas and the Oklahoma panhandles. Those did not start spontaneously. It's in the key cattle grazing areas on these lands, by the way. The only options these farmers have with all that grazing gone is to try to get contracts with the government, which the government's not doing, or they're going to have to feed, which means they can't support their animals. They're going to have to liquidate them. And in liquidating those animals, you got to understand what happens. That area probably encompasses 600,000 to as many a million head of cattle, depending upon how all of those fires shake out. You might find a super surge to the markets of 600,000 to a million head of cattle liquidated to try to prevent as much loss as they can. And in the liquidation event that big, because they can't just supply them with hay and stuff, too expensive. They certainly can't put them in feedlots, too expensive. What will happen is if that surge happens, it happens in drought time, but if that surge happens, the cattle industry and meat prices will plunge. Not that you'll see it, but the market for beef cattle will take a serious financial hit, which means these ranchers' losses will be through the roof. Either way, the ranchers have a loss. As you look at this push-pull, all this says to me is if this passes, if they actually get into this animal disease traceability electronic identification, which falls under this use of electronic identification air tags as official identification in cattle and bison, if they do that, then a few things are going to happen. It's going to force all ranchers into compliance. It's going to force all veterinarians into compliance. It's going to force all forms of meatpacking plants into compliance, give more strength to the USDA. And if for any reason, remember in Kansas about 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago maybe now, that you had several thousand cattle technically out on the high prairie grasslands, they just kind of fell over dead. You remember that? The news said it was climate change because it was heat. The cattle don't get affected that way, but you remember that? Thousands dead. They hinted back then it might have been some temporary disease or something that just passed through and with whatever. This basically means that if the government, for any reason, declared either a climate emergency, which you hear them say, or they so-called had a quote-unquote made-up disease. Remember, it's happened in chickens, right? And they say these chickens have some sort of wonky disease, and they make the farmers eradicate 10 million heads, which is what sent up the price of chicken in the United States because so many are eradicated. This now will give them the ability to do it with beef. They've never had the ability to do it before because you have to understand chickens are completely different. They're not free range. They're in these coops and they're very closely controlled and they're medicated heavily because, you know, they'll cannibalize each other. This could be the tipping point if this goes through to where the government will actually know where all the assets are, which means they can say that the ranchers are lying, or the ranchers can no longer hide the head, or they move them to another property. The government will know where they go. If they try to transport them on the highways, part of this provision here is in the interstate commerce. That's the trucks, that's the repeating and weigh stations you see on the highway. Those systems will pick up the tags of the cattle, will read it, will know who they belong to. It basically means you can't hide this asset from the government which also means if they do enact the taxing, which I believe they will do, remember, it was supposedly an $800 to $1,000 tax per cow. There's no profit. It will decimate the beef industry. And if they get these tags on them and they make this a federal compliance, I'm telling you, they will use that to force the tax payment to crater our food supply. I believe that's what's coming. I encourage you to look up the use of electronic identification ear tags on official cattle. It's out there. If you're following my program on Locals, where I do a video version of this, I'm sharing with you the links so you can look it up yourself. These are not willy-nilly. This is something that these guys more than likely will bring to fruition. It's all about money. It's all about greed. It's all about controlling the food supply. And when you look at everything they're doing, man, it kind of triangulates, doesn't it? It shows that they mean business. And for me, it says they're going to be tacking our food supply more. Nothing is by happenstance. Anyway, folks, share this program. Help people out there know what's coming. And remember, you are the front line of defense for your family and everything else. You've got to defend yourself. You have to defend yourself, folks. It's just the way it is. And that's why today's program has been brought to you by SetMeFreePlease.com. SetMeFreePlease.com. You need a plan. You need an exit strategy. We have it. I hope you join us. Take care.